Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Portland's favorite morning roast.
Who was the second hottest golden girl? Oh, you want to rank the hot golden girls?
It's time for your sunrise guys.
If Blanche is number one,
was she the first TV cougar?
Ooh.
Andy Dirk Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
You're going to say Estelle. You're going to surprise me, and I'm not going to judge you. Estelle seems like she was probably wild.
Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Hour number two, 105.1 The Fan and The Fan Sports Network. Dirt and Sprague here on a beautiful football Friday. We will get into some NFL, probably in the 8 a.m. hour. We'll talk about the wild card weekend ahead.
It's time to nut up or shut up.
Not great for the 7 seeds historically. It's been pretty ugly in that category.
Tend to think tomorrow will be the same, but you never know.
Oh, because a lot of people are picking the 7 seed to win one of the games.
Yeah, I'm an idiot. For a second there, I was thinking the Panthers, and I just, once I said that, I realized that they're not the 7 seed, okay. But they should be the 7 seed.
They just have the worst record.
They just have the worst record, yeah.
I make mistakes every day. You're okay, Andrew.
I'm not thinking much about the NFL playoffs, and I really hope my team wins, because if they don't, it's going to ruin wild card weekend for me.
66 and a chance of thunderstorms in Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
Can I counter?
It's devastating emotionally for you. I know how invested you are in the Ducks and their playoff journey. Can I make an argument if they lose, at least you have wild card to distract you and get your
mind
off of it?
It'll be a great distraction, no doubt. But I'm going to be sitting there watching football the entire time thinking about how my team lost.
I think Monday might be worse for you than Saturday.
Oh, you think so?
Well, yeah, you gotta come. Well, on
I gotta come.
And
look,
talk about it. We're gonna disagree on something. You're gonna want to punch me in the face.
I've done shows.
Listeners
after
are
losses.
Gonna call you out. Yeah, like it's
right. Bring it on.
You know,
bring it on. If they win, I'm gonna bring it. If they lose, you're gonna bring it. I totally get it. It's not the listeners, because I'll have 48 hours at that point. Mm. It's just the reality that if my team loses tonight, it's gonna ruin the next 72 hours to 3 months of my life.
I was gonna say probably longer than 3 months.
Yeah, it's gonna linger for a long, long time.
Well, we're the home of the Ducks, so you'll catch Dirt and Anthony Newman today. Pre-game coverage. You catch the game. With Jerry and Jorgie in the postgame as well. The Ducks are in the Peach Bowl against Indiana, and the Fan is going to be hitting the road. Dirt today, right after the show, is heading to a watch party at the Thirsty Lion at Washington Square. It'll be Dirt and Anthony Newman getting things started with Ducks Game Day, presented by Coors Light, on location at noon. You can join the Fan Friday, which is today.
That is today.
I'm still reading the copy word for word, you idiot. At the Thirsty Lion, Washington Square. Of the rematch of Oregon, Indiana.
Go bleep yourself, San Diego.
There you go. Well, here it is.
Here it is.
Here we are.
We've made it, Bob.
I can't believe we did it.
We're actually here.
I'm super excited. I think this is going to be such a close game. Give me Oregon plus 3.5 all day. I really think it's that type of football game. And by Friday, it's game day. Where are you at on how you feel on all of it? Because we got some unfortunate news yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, it's unfortunate in reporting. We don't know if it's unfortunate for the actual game yet.
Very true. There are different classifications you put on injuries and the fact that Noah Whittington all of a sudden last night showed up as questionable for the game. Not great, Bob. I gave a rallying cry, a motivational speech, if you will, earlier this week about next man up, and you still got two really good backs that you can trust, and Jordan Davison being out. It's a tough blow. You want him available. It's unfortunate, but hey, let's go find a way to win. If Noah Whittington does not play tonight,
Can you win?
I mean, they can, but my confidence in my optimistic outlook that I try to have in life goes down significantly.
Where's the percentages if Noah Whittington is not suited up and we know this 10 minutes before the game?
I think it's genuinely a toss-up game for me going in. I think the teams are evenly matched. Indiana deserves a slight edge in terms of probability. If Noah Whittington can't play, that goes from like a 55-45% to me to like a 65-35% maybe.
Okay.
And maybe I'm giving Oregon too much credit in that case because your running backs would be De'Aaron Hill
and Jay Harris
yeah. Who can either of them pick up a blitz? Like, I had a buddy texting me last night. He's like, what are we doing pass protection if he can't play? And I'm like, man, that's why we pay Will Stein a lot of money.
Hope
I don't have the answers. I mean, look, my first thought would be Oregon has played a ton of 13 and 21 personnel in the back half of the year because of wide receiver injuries. So are you going to play a ton of three tight end sets and just leave one or two of them in to help and then maybe have De'Aaron Hill out and running routes? Both Jay Harris and De'Aaron Hill are very good catching the ball out of the backfield. You're just going to have to get really creative. Now, again, this is all on the basis of Noah Whittington not playing. He's questionable. So we don't know if he's going to be able to play or not. We also have no clue what's going on with him. Is it injuries that have piled up and all of a sudden they're rearing their ugly head? Did he get hurt in practice this week? Jeff Schwartz speculated that when it shows up at this time of the week, it can sometimes be an illness and maybe all of a sudden you got the flu. What did Mario say after the game last night? Our whole team's battling the flu, so maybe you have one of those on your hands. Nobody has any clue. I'm just praying to whatever football god exists that he's able to tote the rock tonight and pick up some blitzes.
What is your expectation offensively? Because, and I don't mean that as like how many points, I'm just really curious, you know, what is the game plan approach here for Will Stein, the new head coach of Kentucky, of what he learned from the first matchup.
Yep.
Now, if you don't have Noah, I think you're right to point out what kind of stuff do you do to create pass protection, but also, like, what is the health of DeCorian? What's he going to look like tonight? Is Gary Bryant Jr. going to do much of anything, or is this going to be Johnson, Sadiq, Benson, please save us? And then Dante, don't be fooled by coverages, because when you go down and you start losing these players, I have a hard time believing they're going to do what they did against Tech. Throw those screens and see what happens. I think Indiana's too good a coaching staff. They're going to sniff that out, and you're not going to do much of anything. So,
and the screens didn't really work against Texas Tech either.
Right, and it was offensively, it was very ugly. And so if Oregon's defense isn't quite the same level as it was against Texas Tech because Indiana's better.
Yeah, you're not shutting them out.
I just kind of wonder, like, what is going to be the tweak, the change for them, especially if they're shorthanded with running backs?
It's a great question, man. It's a really good question. I jokingly texted Dusty last night, can you tell Will Stein that Kenyon Sadiq has to be good for 4 yards per carry in the game? He did not respond to that. So, Dusty, I'm hoping you're going to pass that note along in the broadcast booth tonight. I don't know. You're going to have to get super creative. I go back to the first game. There were some things that worked for Oregon that they went away from. And what makes it difficult now looking at that is one of the things that Oregon fans highlighted in the outcome of that game was you ran the ball successfully with your backs and you went away from it. I think they only ran the ball, there was a stat floating around, I think it was like four times in the second half. They only had four carries. Like, that's inexcusable. But the difficulty of that now is you don't know who's going to be healthy at that position. And so is that all? I think Oregon in the outcome of that game felt like, man, that was a matchup advantage that we should have utilized more against Indiana that we didn't, and let's try and do that the second time around. But again, now you're shorthanded there. The other thing that Oregon used to success in the first matchup was tempo. The only offensive touchdown that Oregon scored the entire game was a two-play drive, and it was a 44-yard touchdown pass to Malik Benson. That's something that I feel like Oregon's offense needs to use more of, especially in a game like tonight. They came out, ran a little fly sweep or reverse on the first play. picked up 10 or 12 yards, immediately got up on the ball. Indiana wasn't able to set. They were still communicating what their coverages were. All of a sudden, Malik Benson's running by everybody, and you have an easy walk-in touchdown. Outside of that series, they didn't really use tempo the rest of the game. And so there are little chess pieces that you can move around to try and find advantages. When you're playing a defense that is so creative and exotic up front, one of the things that allows them to do that is getting a line, getting the play call in, making sure the right personnel is on the field. And so I'm wondering now, looking ahead to the game tonight, if that's something that Oregon's going to try and use to their advantage. The biggest part of that, though, to use tempo, is you got to win on first and second down. Like, you got to get the ball rolling downhill in order to start using that tempo. Because if you come out and run it for negative 2 yards on the first play and you're in second and 12 and then hurry up, all of a sudden you can have the situation on your hands that Ole Miss had early in the game last night, where they're not staying on the field and the time of possession ends up being 40 minutes to 11 because they're just not moving the chains consistently. So there are ways that you can work around it, but it's going to be incredibly difficult if Whittington can't play.
I went and looked at it. Five. They had five second-half runs.
Five second-half runs. Thank
five.
You.
Yeah. And so, three of them came on just one of their drives.
Yes. Not a lot. They did not run the football in the second half of that game.
No. No, they did not. We had the Peach Bowl press conference yesterday.
We did. 30 minutes.
Well, I found one that was 55, and I'm like, no.
No.
There's no way.
No.
And it was like from start to finish 55. And then I found another one. It was like 36. I'm like, yes, yes.
Sometimes the people who put them up, they turn the cameras on and they just let it roll and then they post the entire video and you're like, what's this?
That's what happened. Yeah. And so I went and watched the final edition of it at 36 minutes in total. Here was Dan Lanning on Indiana and the Peach Bowl.
This game is going to be what college football is about. I think you see two tough teams, two teams that are really complete. They play great on offense, defense, and special teams. They don't have a weakness. And ultimately, I think both these teams, as you watch them, it's about team football. Right, it's not one player. It's not one individual. It's a group that have collectively made an effort to put themselves in this position. And obviously, it's an honor for Oregon to be one of the teams participating in that.
I saw Tui Oti made a comment about how invested everybody is and how passionate and fired up they are to play for each other. Here was Dan Lanning on just having strength in numbers.
We've talked about it all year, strength in numbers. And, the strength in football is the team. It's not one individual, and I truly believe that our coaches and our staff and our players have prepared really hard all year to be ready for their opportunities, and sometimes people's roles change throughout the year. That's where you have to be selfless, but we have some guys that can play winning football, and that's the key, is do you have 11 guys that can go play winning football? And if there's a deficiency, can you cover that deficiency up? That's part of the strategy behind football as well. But ultimately, we're really excited about the guys that can take the field. I got complete trust in our players. And regardless of what happens in this game, right, you go play and you play to win the game. But when you're playing a great team like Indiana, regardless of what happens, to be one of four teams left in college football is an unbelievable honor that we'll never recognize and we'd certainly never be satisfied with. Regardless, there's only one result that makes us happy at the end of the day. But I promise that we'll have 11 guys on the field that are going to want to play winning football and play to the standard necessary for our team.
So not going to be happy with just being in the Final Four. They want to get that win today, obviously, and get back to their third national championship as a program. This has been a slow build since the mid-90s that, you know, and injuries are a part of the equation in this. To your point earlier this week, like, no excuses. You have to deal with what you're dealt. And so they have an opportunity. I think the weird thing for me is I'm still sitting in the I cannot wait to watch how this game unfolds and then who ends up winning on the 19th. But what I have a hard time with is we're using the talent gap difference stuff as if we haven't watched Indiana and said maybe we should reevaluate how we're viewing talent gaps.
Yeah, I haven't seen that a lot this week. I think most people, if your mind hasn't changed on Indiana, I don't know what's going to
change. Well, it's not that Indiana doesn't have talent. It's more like you just go into this in Oregon on paper.
Sure, from a blue chip standpoint, yeah, they have the better roster, but that clearly does not matter as much as it used to.
At
least in Indiana's
yes.
case. I don't know about it. So that's a universal thing around right. college football. Indiana might be the outlier, yeah. But I think they've shown that they're the best team in the country.
I would hope so, but I'm kind of curious why we're still using that as a narrative-based thing when all of the recent examples in just 2 years has shown us all that's kind of been flying out the window at this point.
But. Yeah, I mean, I asked that question going into the first game, and I think it was valid, again, because Indiana played two elite teams last year, and they got dominated both times they played them. And so you're a fun story, but there's a difference between being a fun story and competitive team and being one of the best teams in the sport.
And playing what's been for better or worse, in most people's eyes, kind of a blue blood of the sport the last 20 years.
Yes, and you've done that multiple times now. You beat Oregon in the regular season in Autzen. You beat Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship, and you just beat Alabama by 5 touchdowns in the Rose Bowl. So, like, all of that to me is now out the window. Those are legitimate questions on whatever day the first game was, October whatever, October 12th maybe, or 20th, whatever day the game was. Now that's out the window, and Indiana is the best team in the country remaining, and they deserve the credit and the respect that they have because of what they built up throughout the course of the year.
All right, couple more thoughts on this. We got Bill Oram joining us live from Atlanta coming up at 7:30. That'll be a daily ticker today. I got Peach Bowl audio.
Ooh.
Him and Cignetti are...
It's like a buddy-buddy cop movie almost.
Felt very much like that, yeah. I think they have so much respect for each other. They look at each other like, you want to answer?
You want to take this one? You take this one, Darren.
And did Oregon already lose?
Oh.
I think they did.
Oh.
And I think Dan Lanning said as much. Oh. We'll get to that coming up next on The Fan.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back in. Bill Oram coming up at 7:30.
Who doesn't love a good pear? My guy Rick Ross. A buddy texted me yesterday. I'm at the store buying some pears. Dude, good call.
I'm just going to give you a hot take. I go to the store almost every day. Yeah. I'm a kind of a buy a food as I go guy.
Yeah,
I
get the meal for the night.
I'm not even trying to defend myself here. I don't know if I've ever watched a human grab a pear off of the produce area.
As somebody who's pro-pear, I don't know if I've ever bought a pear at a grocery store. It's usually like somebody gave. Last time I ate a pear, my dad brought them over. He's like, you want some pears? I was like, yeah, dude, I'll eat a pear.
See
Sounds
what I'm
good.
Saying?
And I ate it, and it dripped down my chin.
It's weird, man. There's all this pear conspiracy, but nobody buys them.
Who's buying the pears?
Right.
How is the pear industrial complex staying in business?
How are they still going on here? Bill Oram coming up at 7:30 live from Atlanta. We have no SEC team in the title game. Want to go back to August and tell Paul Feinbaum he has to leave the country now? Because he proclaimed if win the championship, he was going to leave the country.
Says the first time since 2000 to 2002 that we went three straight years without an SEC team in the national championship game.
But I was told it just means more.
It's the best era of college football when you had a different team from a different region winning the national championship every single year. Now, if Indiana ends up winning it, you'll have one kind of block of the country that's now winning titles 3 years in a row in one conference, but it's three different teams. It's not one dominant dynasty. Or you get an ACC
team. We have an ACC
team
in the title game.
Or you get a West Coast team. So it's awesome for the sport.
Yeah, the ACC team beat the best SEC team.
Miami could win a national championship before they win an ACC title.
Oh, my God. I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, it'd be back-to-back years where a conference champion was not a national champion. Because Ohio State, they won the Big Ten last year.
I expect that in a 12-team playoff. The Miami one is the great stat. To never win an ACC title, but they win a natty.
ACC putting Duke into the ACC championship game.
Some would wonder and argue that Oregon has lost this game to Indiana already.
Uh-oh, because of the running back injuries?
Well, maybe. Cignetti's already beaten Lanning.
At what?
And Dan Lanning acknowledged it.
They're playing it as good as anybody else in the nation. I can speak to it already. We already started off this morning competing. He beat me here a little bit. I walked back there, and they're having us sign balls, and he got a jump start. So I quickly went into two-minute mode and was trying to catch up. His signatures looked a lot better than mine, but I put some pressure on him at the end. But he still finished signing off. I don't know how many balls there were, Coach. There were a bunch of them, but it was a fun challenge.
I'm going to tell you something. I legitimately believe Dan Lanning was irate internally when he saw Cignetti there before him.
Without a doubt. And I guarantee you that he's not lying, that he rushed through every ball humanly possible as quickly as he could in order to try and win.
So already 0-2 now on the year against Cignetti.
They say the third time's the charm, though. So, hard to beat a team three times in a row.
That's what they say all the time. Yeah, that's what they say. Dan Lanning was asked about the Big Ten versus the SEC. We have an all-Big Ten semi tonight. We may have a Big Ten champion. This would be third year in a row, correct?
Third straight year of a Big Ten champ if Indiana or Oregon win.
Of this game. And so Lanning once coached in the SEC. He was asked, what is it about the Big Ten that's basically taken them above the SEC lately?
It's a good league. It's a good league, and there's great players that want to come here. You know, certainly part of the result of the portal is created. You know, it's tough to keep great players in one place. You know, I think you've seen some transition where great players that aren't getting an opportunity look for an opportunity to go play. That's certainly taken place in our program. And ultimately the portal and NIL has probably created a little bit more parity in the sport. That being said, there's some really good coaches in this league. And I think people realize you can do it in more than one place. So when you have great teams like you do, academic tradition and things that exist in the Big Ten, a league that people can be a part of and still realize their dreams of NFL success and win games and compete for championships, I think that's just opened the spectrum to there's a lot of places that you can have success, and certainly the Big Ten is one of them.
I know I will sometimes harp on the whole it means more and the SEC. I truly am, and I know the Big Ten could win three in a row, and you can counter and say, well, now the Big Ten's doing the SEC. That's fine. I'm so done with the nine teams are the most amazing teams to God's gift to earth in college football from that conference specifically. I love watching them not get to another title game.
I do, too. It was glorious. That was the only positive of Ole Miss losing.
That's what I was going to say. It was the only positive for me.
They were a really cool story, and part of me was pulling for them last night just because of all the chaos that the players and the staff have gone through. The positive is the fact that the SEC is once again shut out, and we get to go into another offseason where that's one of the talking points, how the Big Ten has lapped them up, and they're not on the same level anymore.
Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to seeing Cignetti had some really good stuff yesterday, and I love that both these coaches have to pay each other compliments during the press conference.
To each other's faces, too, because they're each sitting next to each other.
Which I think they genuinely mean it. I think there's a ton of respect between these two staffs.
Yeah.
And when you watch tape, that's when you find out who's who. And I think when these guys watch the tape, they see two really well-coached teams.
They do.
And so I'm looking forward to Kurt Cignetti's story. Is it going to be downgraded a little bit tonight because he's going in as the favorite? He's got the Heisman Trophy winner. Oregon's coming in. And look, I just saw on ESPN two of the four analysts picking the game are taking Oregon.
No, they're not.
To beat Indiana.
No, they're not.
But
nobody's giving us a chance.
If you go look at the map, they do the sports fan map. It's like 85% of the country's picking Indiana.
Yeah.
And so it's an opportunity for Lanning, one, to get to a national championship game for the first time in his career as a head coach and in year four. And then also it's going to be a little bit of, hey, you got Cignetti. What's going on, Cignetti? Now, we know how good he is, and we know that they're well-funded now that Mark Cuban's come out and basically said, I'll be your daddy and give you all the money you want.
I mean, we gave the thing months ago about their football operating budget from the year before, and they were spending as much money on football as literally anybody in the country. This idea yes. they're a little engine that could, and everybody's right. a walk-on. And like, no, they're spending a lot of money on this roster, and they're getting a return on their investment.
Well, they're a little engine that could because he got there and yeah. said, enough is enough. We have to recognize ourselves as we're great. We don't have to sit in...
Invest and you will win. Well, look what happens.
He also called out some programs yesterday, just straight up like, yeah, I went to Pitt and you know we had terrible facilities. They didn't care about the football team. And I went to West Virginia and West Virginia didn't care much about anything. He just straight up like called it out, and I'm just laughing because he's such an honest guy.
Yeah.
He was also asked about the story. He had a former player write a piece on The Athletic about how like I played for Kurt Cignetti. He's never happy. And he was asked about that. He's like, well, I'm happy. And then he lists all the things that piss him off and why he can't be happy. Right. But then he goes, but then I go and I'm smiling with my assistant coaches. But now I have 10 press conferences. So I asked, are you going to enjoy this? Well, no, I have to go an hour and a half of press conferences. So when am I going to enjoy this? But I'm happy. And I'm like, you're literally telling me you're never happy.
You are a miserable old man, and that's what makes you such a good football coach.
It was hilarious.
I think I mentioned it throughout the course of the week. I think one of the most interesting storylines, the way we talk about NFL quarterbacks and legacy, and like Josh Allen winning a Super Bowl, what would that mean for his legacy this year to break through and win? I think it's the same in college with coaches because they're the constant. Players come and go every 3 to 4 years, now every 1 to 2 years from time to time, and it's essentially half of a new roster every single season, and you remember the moments and you remember the players. The coaches are the figures in college football, and I think that's one of the bigger storylines for me the rest of the way of just you have Mario Cristobal at his alma mater, a guy that has been universally mocked by the majority of college football fans for his ability to lose games that he shouldn't lose and dumb play clock decisions and not taking a knee and finding a way to do something stupid. He could win a national championship. You have Kurt Cignetti, who is a just absolute psycho in year two at Indiana out of absolute nowhere, maybe capping off one of the best stories we have ever seen in the entire sports world. Or you have Dan Lanning, who's been this up-and-coming hot shot, but he can't get over the hump. Can he win a big one? Like, one of these three guys is going to win their first national championship, and what it does for their legacy in the sport to have another coach that's active with the national championship, that to me is a really fun storyline the rest of the way.
Let's talk with Bill Orme live from Atlanta for a Daily Ticker. His thoughts on Oregon, Indiana. Bill Orme joins us next.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this... let's go over the ground rules.
The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 FM and 1080 AM.
All right, welcome back in. It is a Daily Ticker edition today, live from the home of Lemon Pepper Chicken Wings. Our good friend.
Yes.
The local scribe. The man who believes in journalism, Bill Orme himself, OregonLive.com, joining us live from the ATL. Shouty!
ATL!
How we doing, Bill?
I'm good. I didn't know where the man who believes in was going. I was like, but also, there was a magician at the media hospitality room last night here in Atlanta where they, you know, they kind of corral all the media to keep us out of trouble and to keep us away from the lemon pepper chicken wings and whatnot. And this dude, I swear, like, I believe in magic. Like, I believe in witchcraft. I believe things I didn't know I believed, all because of what this man could do with a deck of cards and and four, like, silver dollars. It blew my mind. Like, there were silver, I had an empty hand and then a tight fist, and then there were silver dollars in my hand. Like, I don't understand how this happened. I realize that without the visuals, this is not landing in the way I needed to land, but you guys... magic is real.
Hold on. You got breaking news?
I mean, that is...
I think it's breaking news.
That's breaking news.
I think it is.
The great newsbreaker of our generation at the Oregonian just broke news. Magic is real.
It sounds like he might skip the game tonight to investigate yeah, how those coins got in his own hand.
Follow-up column on this, man.
I have a lot of questions about the magic that could probably take the whole segment, so let me ask you this.
For sure.
We'll just let that stew for a while. Let me ask you quickly before we dive into the meat and potatoes of this game tonight. Pears, are they overrated, underrated, or properly rated in the fruit category?
Did you know the pear is the state fruit of Oregon?
Look at that. Look at that.
That's disgusting.
This great, beautiful state. We got great pears, don't we, Bill?
I mean, you guys are a great pear. I don't know if I would identify it as the state fruit.
Thank you. I appreciate the compliment on the show and the backing of my opinion, because Dirt says pears are underrated. And I'm like, who buys pears?
When it's dripping down your chin, Bill, when you get a juicy pear and you bite into that thing and it's dripping down your chin, you can't tell me that's an elite fruit.
I cannot talk about things like this. It sounds inappropriate, even though it's not. I will say that as a generational product of Columbia River Gorge cherry farmers, I don't see how the Bing cherry is not the safer.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
The cherry's good. I'll give you the cherry.
All right. We have Oregon, Indiana. Enough pear conversation here. Let's think of a thing in the offseason to change the state fruit. But let's talk about Oregon, Indiana. Great press conference from Cignetti and Lanning. Clearly a lot of respect between the two. It's a rematch. Hard to beat a team twice in one season, Bill. Where are you at on the game as we get ready to watch them kick it off tonight?
I know this isn't what you guys wanted me to turn this conversation to, but as a University of Montana graduate who watched Montana State beat the living hell out of my alma mater twice in a month, it's not that hard.
I saw my team lose to Washington twice in the same season 2 years ago. It ain't that hard, yeah.
Hey, at least this is where this is where the twain shall meet, which is, hey, a few years ago Montana beat Washington. So it's like the revenge was executed on the front end by my alma mater on behalf of your alma mater. So I do think that I think that there are things like, oh, it's so hard to beat a team twice. These are things that get blown out of proportion, right? Like it is if you lose, and it's not if you win. But I think we're in for a great game. I think these are teams that are more evenly matched maybe than we feel based on the result from October. I mean, I go back to October and remember being in the press box on the sideline at the end of that game. I thought the Ducks were going to win up until about, 6 minutes left, until Dante Moore threw that interception that set up kind of that final field goal for Indiana. I still thought the Ducks were going to go back and answer and win the game. That's the amount of trust I had in them. And since then, Dante Moore's had 8 more starts. I think he's got a lot more poise. I think the Ducks are going to be in position in the fourth quarter to win the game. And I have a lot of trust in their ability to do that now. We've seen it, we've seen it in so many situations this season. Penn State, Iowa, I think that their ability to execute is at a really high level right now. And so I think, and I've written this, I've said this, the question is, will Oregon win? Who knows? I think they can. And I think that that's the best thing you can say about the Ducks right now is they have the ability to go out and execute and win this game as underdogs. And I think I'm excited to see it. We've waited a long time for this. I just think that the Ducks have earned a lot of trust in terms of their, in terms of their ability to go execute. I think they have, they certainly have the talent to do it. They're extremely well coached. Both teams are extremely well coached. I think Dan Lanning's going to have a couple of tricks up his sleeve. I do not think that this is going to be a coronation for Indiana. They might win the game, but the Ducks will make them work for it.
Do you think there's any chance that Dan Lanning talked to that magician last night and asked if he could heal the injuries of his running backs? Because all of a sudden we saw Noah Whittington show up as questionable last night.
My goodness, right?
Have you seen him walking around? Do you have any news to break for me, Bill? Because I'm panicked over here. I got people texting me. I'm like, I don't know what the hell happened. And if he can't go, could Bill Orem get 3 yards per carry tonight?
I mean, I could probably get 3 yards. I don't know how many carries it would take for me to get there, but I could eventually hammer my way to 3 yards. What a crazy situation. When you just talk about a confluence of events, whether it's the transfer portal and Jaden Lamar was the Ducks' best running back at the beginning of the season. Mm-hmm. There were weeks on end that he was their most reliable, running back. And now you're talking about, Jay Harris is going to have to play a meaningful role. Noah Whittington is hurt. Jordan Davidson is out. It's just kind of an unbelievable situation they find themselves in a national semifinal, guys. The national semifinal, and you're dealing with the transfer portal in this way. I won't be the first person to say it, but there's something jacked up with the system. I mean, the Ducks won the game last week with, 38 rushing yards? I don't think that's going to get it done against Indiana, but I do think that, Oregon has the ability to execute in a lot of different ways. I think they have the ability to generate yards on the ground without, you know, a traditional, without, you know, their traditional 200 yards, ground and pound game. You know, I think Will Stein will have to get creative, but I mean, that's a huge limiting factor, obviously, if they are really down to, you know, I mean, I didn't know Whittington's going to play that, you know, based on nothing other than just, I guess, vibes. But I would expect Noah Whittington to play. I think that if Jay Harris gets in there, I mean, you know, he has the ability to have an impact. I think that there's going to be, I think that they're maybe going to be okay there, but it's obviously a suboptimal situation. It does make me laugh because, you know, when we're thinking about the impact of the transfer portal on this game, go back to earlier this week, my colleague James Crepia was asking Dan about, like, I think the backup nickel position. Yeah. And that's when Dan made the joke about how he was going to get in there and have to play the position. And that was for the backup nickel. Like, the Ducks actually might need Dan to go in and take a few reps at running back.
Bill Orem, our guest here, OregonLive.com, the Oregonian columnist over there in Atlanta, getting ready for Indiana and Oregon. I'll ask you this question because Bill Conley of ESPN.com gave us an answer of no, not exactly. And that was, do you trust Dante Moore in a big game with this on the line, given the injuries that are up in the air or are gonna play an impact in this game, do you trust Dante Moore to lead the Ducks?
I do. I think that he has grown dramatically throughout this season. I think he's still, he had an interception against Texas Tech. There is the potential for him to put the ball in danger. And obviously they're going to have to really coach that and make sure that he's not giving the ball to Indiana. But I think that given the way the last game ended against the Hoosiers, that is front of mind. Like, I cannot stress this enough. Even with the amount Oregon got pushed around in the second half and the way that, you know, obviously Indiana controlled possession in the fourth quarter, especially, the Ducks had controlled after the pick six, Brandon Finney's pick six, there were like 12 and a half minutes left in the game. The Ducks possessed the ball for like 1 minute of the final 12 minutes. Like, it was two interceptions from Dante. It was, you know, great clock management and poise from Fernando Mendoza. I think that gap is closed. I think on October 11th, Fernando Mendoza was leaps and bounds better than Dante Moore. You know, Dante, who was making his, what, sixth start in Eugene and, you know, sixth start in like 2 years. I think that Dante has leveled up since then. Not to say that he's necessarily as poised as a senior Heisman Trophy winner, you know, like Fernando, but like, I think Dante has a lot to prove. I think he knows it. I think he wants redemption. I think that he has, he's incredibly in sync with his receivers. He and Malik Benson have something really special cooking right now, it feels like, you know, Kenyon Sadiq. I do trust Dante Moore. What does that mean? I still think that he could be outplayed. I think the Ducks could lose, but at this point in the season, after 14 games of watching this team, yeah, I think Dante Moore's earned that, yeah.
One more for you, Bill. I'm curious. Obviously, Oregon going into the game tonight. As an alum, I'm faced with the reality of it's either going to be months of heartbreak or one of the most chaotic two-week stretches of my entire life because the matchup would be Oregon versus Miami, Mario Cristobal versus Dan Lanning. From a columnist angle, can you think of that's got to be the juiciest of possible outcomes in a national championship matchup?
I mean, we've been talking about this, you know, among, like, reporters among ourselves at the Oregonian, we've been talking about this since before the Orange Bowl, just the trajectory of, like, can you imagine if this was Oregon versus Mario? And, you know, I don't necessarily think that anybody thought that Miami was going to get there, just given the path, because at the time you thought, hey, they're going to beat Ohio State and they're probably going to beat Georgia. Like, that's really, that's a difficult road. But, you know, credit to Miami for, you know, figuring it out. I mean, that was a team that we weren't sure was even going to get in the playoff, and now they have a chance to go win a national championship in front of a home crowd. I mean, that's going to be an insane environment, regardless of who the opponent is. But no, I mean, from a story standpoint and from a theater standpoint, I mean, if the Ducks win tonight, there will be, what, 10 days until the national championship game on the 19th? We will hear more about Mario Cristobal and Oregon. And here's what, and I did write about this leaving Miami, and, you know, just sort of this, the idea that this worked out so well for both sides. And I didn't cover Mario. I have no connection to Mario whatsoever. You know, Dan got hired a few months before I landed at the Oregonian, but like, I don't think any Oregon fan at this point would say that, they would want it any other way. And you go back to like what a sky is falling moment it was when Mario left. And, you know, Oregon is a stepping stone program. They're not going to be able to keep a coach. Like, everybody keeps doing this. It was Willie. It's Mario. You know, Mario helped raise the floor at Oregon in a really significant way in terms of, you know, the national recruiting brand, beefing up along the lines, you know, kind of instilling a bit of an SEC culture that I think, you know, made it a little bit of a plug and play situation for Dan Lanning to come in. And obviously he's taking it to whole new levels. But if you're an Oregon fan, like, you're thrilled with the way this worked out because you've got the right guy at the helm. And even if Mario hadn't left for Miami, I mean, which is kind of hard to imagine because of course he was going to leave for Miami. Like, he was always going to be a flight risk at Oregon, you know, whether it was, you know, an SEC job or whatever. Like, you know, was Mario Cristobal going to be at Oregon for 15 years? Like, probably not. You know, Dan Lanning is, you know, again, I don't believe that he's never going to leave. At some point he will leave, obviously, but like, he's locked in and he's committed and he's not, you know, he's not using this as a stepping stone job. And so I think, you know, this is a situation where, you know, things worked out so well for everybody involved. And maybe best of all for, I mean, Miami has a case here, but best of all for the Ducks.
Yeah. There we go. Good stuff. Bill Oram, OregonLive.com, the columnist for the Oregonian, a believer in magic, not so much in pairs, but in Dante Moore as well. Thank you for hopping on this morning. It's been a busy week for you, I'm sure, with the travel. Enjoy the game tonight, man. Hope there are good story forms for you. We're looking forward to reading the column, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it, guys, and very curious to see what the storyline we're locking in on next week is.
Yeah.
So thanks for the time.
Indeed. There we go. Bill Oram, at Bill Oram on social media, joining us live from Atlanta for today's Daily Ticker. Let's react to one thing he pointed out there.
Magic is real.
It does have to feel odd to not be in on a bit, and then, like, you're a part of the bit in a physical way, and you're just sitting there going,
how did that happen?
Who?
Explain.
I'm kind of with him sometimes. I see these things and I'm like, I know there's an answer, but like, how is there an
if
answer?
You could put silver dollars in Bill Oram's hand, can you fix Jordan Davison's clavicle? Can we get that guy in the Oregon locker room?
You probably have that ability.
I would think so.
Nah, you mean Mr. Miyagi for
maybe
that.
Maybe Miyagi for that.
Wax on, wax off. All right, let's react to one thing he said, and then we'll get to some NFL wildcard weekend before we dive back into the final hour in Oregon, Indiana. Dirt and Sprague back with more on The Fan.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
NFL Wild Card Weekend is here. We'll talk about that coming up in the third hour of the program. We'll get back into the Ducks. We had this ESPN writer give his thoughts on Dante Moore. Bill says he is a believer, but he didn't like come across as like super big believer. Like, I wanted to follow up, but we were too against it. Of like, can Dante do what Trinidad Chambliss has done?
Yeah, it's a tall task.
And I, it doesn't mean they won't win. I don't believe he can. It's not an impossibility, but I just don't believe he's that. I believe he operates within whatever Stein's offense is. Mm-hmm. He can have a good game and they can win. But like, that is the level I'm asking. When I say a believer, when you're down with these running backs, and we'll see if Whittington plays, that's kind of what I'm hinting at. And
I certainly hope Indiana drops 4 interceptions tonight. That would be great.
Well, okay.
That would help tremendously.
The run up to the semis.
No, that's right. You're not giving us a chance. It's okay. Keep counting us out.
I just said I'm
keep counting us out.
Oregon
Indiana
plus
by
3 30. And a half.
I think you took Indiana by 30 earlier in the show.
I did not.
I wrote it down. I got it here in my notes.
I did not. We don't have any time here because I want to be on time for the NFL.
Yeah.
I want to be fair. I want to read something to you two.
Sure.
And this may be railroading my own clock here. I was curious to see how the response to DeMond was going to be. And I want to read this. Okay. Word for word.
Word for word.
Give me a second here. God, this guy just doesn't stop tweeting. It's kind of underrated. Here it is. I'll tell you what, good or bad, Washington is at the center of the college football universe now. Am I crazy? Or is there a chance the Huskies come out of this even better off on a lot of fronts?
Is that who I think it is?
Oh, it's who you know it is. This is 24 hours after going on his radio show and proclaiming the biggest traitor in program history, the most hated athlete in program history. He's a Benedict Arnold. He's got no morals.
Could we be better out of all of us?
Kind of want to get him on next week now.
Dirt won't allow it, actually. There's an embargo there.
Hey, if Oregon wins, sure, let's go ahead and bring him on. We can book Softy when Oregon wins a national championship.
The problem. I've heard him do it in other markets. He'll go on your show, and he will go back at you. And that's where I don't want it to, like, become the...
Yeah.
He's calling you a jackass. Why don't you win it? If you don't win, why don't you get a title? Or even if you won, but you haven't beaten Miami yet, why don't you win the game before you run your mouth? And he just won't acknowledge any of, like, that is one of the crazier things I've ever seen tweeted by a media member who 24 hours earlier was claiming this dude is the worst human to ever exist.
Was also incredibly adamant on his show and on social media. There is zero chance DeMond Williams ever takes another snap for Washington.
Yeah.
And now, hey, maybe we're better off that he's back.
Man.
The mental gymnastics, good for you. I don't think you're at the center of the college football world. I think the semifinals and the national championship are the center of the college. We just got through a semifinal game with 4 lead changes in the fourth quarter, and Miami is playing for their first title, one of the great blue bloods of the sport, for the first time back there in 25 years. That is the center of the college football world, as will tonight's game be. You're a footnote for the chaos and the ugliness, and everybody's pointing at you and kind of laughing. That's why you're getting talked about right now.
Something to bring back in the final hour when we dive back into the Oregon-Indiana game is something Bill hinted at of, like, being on the doorstep of getting back to a natty and maybe winning the first. If you beat Indiana, I think he is so right of you'd want it no other way than to sum up your journey from where it began and where it got than to beat a coach that said, I can't quite do it with you. I need to go to a different place. And I know there's an emotional tie with Mario in Miami, but
sure.
Essentially summing up the Kelly departure, the Willie Taggart departure, and his departure.
We were a stepping stone program for a long time.
Right.
He solidified that.
I think there's an element to talk about with that. Let's get into the third hour. The NFL wildcard weekend is here.
Hey.
There's a lot to talk about in the NFL. We'll do it next hour three. Dirt and Sprague 105.1, The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.